Lesson 28. Wares. Small boats loaded with wares sped to the great river as she was entering the harbour. They've got only one type of wares to produce, and there's no market for it here. Our company is not interested in these pretty wares. Anchor. Before she had anchored, the men from the boats had climbed on board, and the decks were soon covered with colourful rugs from Persia, silks from India, copper coffee pots, and beautiful handmade silk. One of the two aircraft carriers was anchored in Greece. Scobie went out in the police boat as soon as the liner anchored. Deck. Let's go up on deck and sit in the sun. The captain called the sailors up onto the main deck. Silverware. She has a passion for silverware. Vanilla's husband gave her a set of silverware on her wedding anniversary. Tempt. It was difficult not to be tempted. A mad scheme like this was bound to tempt me. Can't I tempt you to have another helping? Bargain. Many of the tourists on board had begun bargaining with the tradesmen, but I decided not to buy anything until I had disembarked. He was immediately lost in the noisy crowd, where everyone was bargaining keenly. Disembark. They disembarked in Amsterdam after crossing the Atlantic. It is still unclear whether they will disembark at all. A sail. I had no sooner got off the ship than I was assailed by a man who wanted to sell me a diamond ring. The visiting president was assailed with stones and eggs. He was assailed with questions after the lecture. Marble. Some of them were as big as marbles. It is on this trip that Peggy won the most dazzling pearl necklace, each pearl the size of a marble. Just let's consider how long a row of 10 million marbles would be. Inscribe. At the base of the gold cap, the words "Made in the USA" had been neatly inscribed. The scholar was presented with a specially inscribed copy of the book. They have inscribed their names upon the pages of history. Favour. The man said that the pen was worth £50, but as a special favour, he would let me have it for £30. There can be no greater error than to expect real favour from nation to nation. As a special favour, I'll let you stay up and watch the World Cup final. Gesticulate. Gesticulating wildly, the man acted as if he found my offer outrageous, but he eventually reduced the price to £10. The teacher gesticulated to stress the importance of the point. He had a habit of gesticulating while he speaks. Outrageous. The captain was so angry with this outrageous behaviour that he threatened to maroon him on the nearest desert island. The hotel charges outrageous prices. Thrust. Shrugging my shoulders, I began to walk away when, A moment later, he ran after me and thrust the pen into my hands. Felix thrust the baby into her arms and yelled, "Stay here! Don't move!" He hurriedly thrust a gun into his pocket. Lesson 29. Largely. Whether we find a joke funny or not largely depends on where we have been brought up. We are well aware he gave in largely because he had no other choice. The secretary is largely responsible for the accident. Comic. Many funny stories are based on comic situations. Next to Shakespeare's Falstaff, Mr. Pickwick is perhaps the greatest comic figure in English literature. He put up a comic countenance. Universal. In spite of national differences, certain funny situations have a universal appeal. In his best work, the local becomes the universal. Education, in theory, was free and universal. Comedian. Comedians base their jokes on tragic situations, like violent death or serious accidents. The comedian made the audience roll with laughter. He doesn't have the making of a comedian. Distasteful. Many people find this sort of joke distasteful. This is a distasteful place. Even the flowers seem to be poisoned. Miss Sedley tried but could hardly bring herself to go into the book. The very sight of the printed pages was distasteful. Pester. From the moment he arrived there, he kept on pestering his doctor to tell him when he would be able to go home. The little girl has been pestering her parents to take her to the fun fair. He is continually being pestered by journalists. Dread. He dreaded having to spend Christmas. He dreaded telling us the truth. The more you dread a misfortune, the more it is likely to happen. Recovery. Though the doctor did his best, the patient's recovery was slow. The whole team was relieved at his recovery. The police could easily prevent the government from taking the full steps necessary for economic recovery. Plaster. On Christmas Day, the man still had his right leg in plaster. Until fairly recently, breaks were treated mainly with plaster and thyme. His left arm is in plaster. Console. The following day, however, the doctor consoled him by telling him that his chances of being able to leave hospital in time for New Year celebrations were good. Nothing could console him till the inward storm had had its way. Console yourself with the thought that it might have been worse. Hobble. The man took heart and, sure enough, on New Year's Eve, he was able to hobble along to a party. Suddenly, the door opened and an old woman, leaning on a crutch, hobbled out. The poor old dog hobbled off with his master. Compensate. To compensate for his unpleasant experiences in hospital, the man drank a little more than was good for him. You will have to compensate us for the loss. The most efficient antibiotic cannot compensate for inadequate and poor surgical technique. Mumble. He was still mumbling something about hospitals at the end of the party when he slipped on a piece of ice and broke his left leg. He walked down the line, shaking hands with each and mumbling a few words that were inaudible. Peter, with his mouth full, mumbled that he was admitted by the university football team. Lesson 30. Labourer. Farm labourers said that they always wake up to find that work had been done overnight. The farmer hired several day labourers. During the break, several labourers got together and played poker. Overnight. And suddenly, overnight, before he had time to realise what was happening, he rose to fame. First, high birth rates cannot be altered substantially overnight. Hay. Hay had been cut and cow sheds had been cleaned. The cows have plenty of hay to eat this winter. We must make hay while the sun shines. Corn. A farm worker, who stayed up all night, claimed to have seen a figure cutting corn in the moonlight. A field of ripe corn is spreading before them. Moonlight. I would rather travel by moonlight. How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Conscientious. In time, it became an accepted fact that the Cox brothers employed a conscientious ghost that did most of their work for them. Everyone can see this is a conscientious piece of work. During their years at college, these conscientious students are convinced that they are not working hard enough and will fail their finals, yet end up by getting huge firsts. Suspect. No one suspected that there might be someone else on the farm who had never been seen. It has long been suspected of being the source of many of the illnesses of man. They suspect him of giving false evidence. Desert. As he hated army life, he decided to desert his regiment. They will not desert, because if they do, their families will be shot. I have deserted from the army. Regiment. The two soldiers belong to the same regiment. A regiment went by in the road, and I watched them pass. Action. His father told everybody that Eric had been killed in action. On August the 7th, 1942, the Allies began their first offensive action in the Pacific. There will be lots of action around these parts. Recluse. All these years, Eric had lived as a recluse. A recluse is a person who lives alone, away from the world, and avoids other people. Tao Yuanming is the most famous and admirable recluse in Chinese history.